Good morning, brothers and sisters. I'm Sebastian von Rensburg, and I greet you with the grace and peace that comes from God our Father and our Master, Jesus Christ. Today we will continue with Psalm 103 from verse 11 to 14. Our theme for today is Praise for Giving Love. For as high as the heavens are above the earth, so great is his love for those who fear him. As far as the east is from the west, so far as he removed our transgressions from us. As a father has compassion on his children, so the Lord has compassion on those who fear him. For he knows how we are formed. He remembers that we are dust. For as high as the heavens are above the earth. This is the first of three metaphors to describe the boundless grace of God. The heavens is the canopy of the earth. Even so, the Lord's mercy from above covers all his chosen and reaches them, embraces them, and stands forever as their dwelling place. And those who fear him, it means that those who respect him, there must be a humble, hearty reverence of his authority, or we cannot taste of his grace. Godly fear is one of the first products of the divine love in us. It is the beginning of wisdom, yet it fully ensures to its possessor all the benefits of divine mercy. It is indeed, here and elsewhere, employed to set forth the whole of true religion. As far as the east is from the west, it refers to the rising and setting of the sun. As the height of the heavens cannot compare with God's grace, so the expanse of the earth from horizon to horizon cannot compare with God's grace. So God also removed our transgressions from us. The term remove signifies no relationship with, which illustrates the complete removal of the penalty and guilt of sin by a gracious God. And we can only thank God every day for this. This is the Old Testament justifies by grace. When God forgives because of who he is, he forgets. Our past is forgiven and forgotten. Now we must live godly lives into the future. Many believers can intellectually affirm the forgiveness of God, but they have never embraced the forgetfulness of God. And just as a father has compassion for his children, here again is another family metaphor to describe God's love. This is a possible origin of Jesus' term to describe God as Father, meaning the fatherhood of God in the New Testament. Also, the verse was used in Judaism on the Day of Atonement. It was quoted when one of the two scapegoats was pushed over the cliff, bore sin away from the camp. So the Lord has compassion of those who fear him. It must be remembered that although God initiating grace is the key in biblical faith, he demands a response be made by humankind in an initial an ongoing way. The verb fear denotes those who revere God by faith and faithfulness. He himself knows our frame. This is the Hebrew term yetzer, which means intent. God knows our thoughts and yet still loves us. It is interesting that generally the rabbis did not believe in original sin in the Old Testament, but dealt to the theory of the two yetzers, good intent and evil intent. They said that every person has a black dog and a white dog inside them, and the one fed the most becomes the bigger and stronger. This is an emphasis on human responsibility, which is certainly a half-truth. Now God the Father has compassion for you. How do you feel about him? Let's pray. Heavenly Father, I pray that we as believers will fear you because of our faith in you, because we have experienced your grace and knowing who you are. You are a compassionate God, full of love, mercy, and grace. A God who forgives us every day for our sins and never reminds us about it. Because of what we know about you, we should embrace your love and live a life of grace. We are thankful unto you. In Jesus' name, amen.